it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time to answer the many questions you've sent in. Email, called in, phoned in, text in. So we got a lot of them. But before we do that, I'm going to take a minute and thank all of our partners. The reason we're able to do this, we're on the podcast three times a week, not all over the country, all over the world. We're reaching millions of people we can never reach without our partners. We have partners that partner with us at Joe McGee Ministries. Some partner monthly, some partner quarterly, some give one-time gifts. We're able to do this. The equipment that we have, getting on the web like we do, that's all our partners. They make that happen. We could not do that without them. So partners, we want to say thank you for your support. And if you've not been a partner, you ever think about wanting to be a partner, go to our website, joemcgee.com. And there's a great place to sign up to be a partner. $5 a month, $50 a month, one-time gift. Everything helps. It all helps. It comes from a multitude of people. So thank you for considering being a partner with us. For those that are, God bless you guys. You're making this happen. So thank you.
Yes. Okay, Joe, peace in my home is of utmost priority. My oldest son is 21 years old and he's acting up. My teenage children are starting to act similar due to his disobedience, poor attitude, and lack of respect. He is in college, so I don't want to kick him out, but what are the options I have to keep his attitude from corrupting the attitudes of the others?
Well, you won't like my answer. I don't have a good answer. It's been a few years since I went through that stage. I had a daughter that was a senior in high school, and one day I'm in the family room and I heard a conversation in the kitchen that was not good. And so most daughters, a college professor, they were very successful. Back then she was about to go into college. And so she was always very respectful, being an oldest child, always calm. But I heard the tone in her voice, it was not good. So I stepped in the kitchen and I said, "What did you just say to your mom?" And she very politely said, "Well, that's between mom and me." No. See, mom and I, we're forever. You're just passing through. When you talk to your mother, you're talking to me. What did you just say to your mom? And she said, I'll be glad when I'm out of here. Oh, so that's me too, baby. That's been the goal since you left your mother's womb, to get you out of here. And children are a gift from God. We're to equip and teach and train and give them back to God. They're not ours. They belong to God. But I thought maybe you're going to be here another 4 years and go to college. But if you're ready to go, praise God. So I was mad. And I go upstairs and come downstairs with an empty suitcase, throw it open on the kitchen table and say, "Now, what can we put in here?" And I thought a minute and I looked there and I said, "Well, nothing, because I own everything you got on." I said, "Well, now what are you going to drive?" Well, there were four vehicles in the driveway. There's eight of us, so everybody's just about driving. I said, "Well, I own everything in the driveway. So if you're going now, you're going barefoot and buck naked because I own everything you got on. So I suggest you stick around and finish college and leave with a job and some money." And it worked that good, and she did. But it was just one of those moments where, you know, kids think they're an adult. No, you're not an adult. You pay for yourself. Can you pay for yourself? Do you pay the light bill? Do you pay the water bill? Do you mow the grass? You do the laundry? You wash the dishes? No, you're still a child. I don't care if you are 21. Now, legally, once they pass 18, you're an adult and I can kick you out. Legally, I can just kick you out. You're an adult now. And I tell a story, and it's not a good one, but I'm about to graduate high school. You know, I'm at senior high school. 2 months before graduation, we're having dinner one day, and graduation 2 months away. And my daddy got home from work, and he said, "Well, son, what do you plan to do when you get out of high school?" I said, "Well, I'm not thinking." I said, "Well, I'm going to the lake with my buddies, hanging out at the lake all summer." "No, I mean, where are you going to live?" "What? Where are you going to live once you get out?" "Well, I got a bedroom." No, because once you turn 18, you get out of high school, you're an adult. You'll be on your own. "Where do you think you'll live?" And I said, "Well, I hadn't thought about it very much." "Well, what kind of job are you going to get?" "I hadn't thought much about that either. I'm not thinking about what you're going to drive because I own the only car in the driveway." And so I sobered up in about 5 minutes, 2 months. And I was so thankful my father made me think, because a lot of people are just like you across this country. We meet them every weekend. They got kids still at home. One kid's going through 8 years of college, still at home. And it's a blessing. But don't take this for granted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love you as a parent, but don't go backwards on me. You got putting demands and gripe, complain. No, you're an adult. I just ease you out the door. And so they need to be told, because evidently they think they think they're in la la land. You know, I can do what I want. No, you're a guest in my home. Now that you're an adult, you're a guest here. You have no rights. You have no say so. This is not a democracy. We don't vote. This is a theocracy. This is my home. I work hard to provide this home and pay the bill. So be polite. And so, but somebody's got to tell them. You got to sit down and smile one day and say, hey, sugar, we need to have a conversation. Your conversation is going the wrong direction. You're starting to affect the younger siblings. We can't have that. So since you're an adult, unless you can agree to just roll this, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And that's so hard, but it's the truth. And that's the only way it's going to change. Angel, what would you like to say about that?
Well, my son, when he went to first year of college, he lived with us. When I say us, my daughter and I. And then I said, I think you need to go live on campus because I think that's an experience that you need to have. So he did. He moved on campus and it was 15 minutes away. And I cried like he went to another continent. And I was like, it was awful. And but then as he got to be a senior, he decided to move back home again. Mm-hmm. And it was a different story because now he's been living on his own for a couple of years. He's had a lot of freedom that we didn't allow in our home. Whoa. And so now it's like, okay. And the dynamics of our relationship had somewhat changed.
Yes.
And, you know, and so he was older and everything. And so, you know, I mean, I'd have rules. It's my home still. So I have rules, and the rules like were not huge, bad rules, but they were like, okay, don't do your laundry and then put mine out of the dryer onto the top of the dryer. If you're going to do that, put them back in there when you're done or fold them up. And because that would just drive me nuts. I'd come home and
she still has that rule.
Yes, I do. I don't like, I have a thing about laundry, but and I remember one time he came home and he bought a pizza home. And I came in after he'd already gone to bed and I ate all the crust. I don't even like pizza that much, but I like the crust on the outside. And the next day, he got so mad at me and he goes, Mom, we have to work hard to get to the crust. That's the treat. And you just took the treat away. So that's my refrigerator that you stuck that pizza in. Yep. If there's something in there, I'm going to eat.
My domain, sugar babe. Exactly. My domain.
But, there did come a time where I said, you know what? I think it's probably best if you kind of looked for your own place.
Yes.
Now, he did not become disrespectful or anything, but...
No, he's still very respectful.
But it's just that there's seasons in life and
you,
like...
You have to help them go through those seasons. They've never been there before.
And the thing is, I think it's very fair to say, son, you're influencing my other children here with your negative behavior.
Yeah.
And I've asked you to be respectful and courteous. And if you can't do that, then you probably do need to move out. And it's not that I'm mad or anything. It's just that these are the perimeters that I'm setting. This is my home and I'm not going to have this in my home. And you said in here, peace is your number one priority. And I agree with you on that. And if somebody is not bringing peace into your home, then you don't have much of a choice.
Nope,
it would be like, would you let a boar hog run through your house? No, you'd be getting a broom and swatting that thing out.
The double bear. We're going to have some pork for dinner.
Not a boar hog. But anyway, can you tell we're from the South? Boar hogs. But I think that you need to take a stand. It's your home. And it is an adjustment for the parent as well as the child as they're growing into adulthood.
Yes.
And it everybody does.
This is not your little boy and your little girl anymore. This is almost an adult we're talking to. So,
but if you want to be treated with that kind of respect, earn it.
Yeah.
I don't just give it to you. You have to earn that. All right, Joe, our daughter will be married 6 months from now, but I still have reservations about her fiance and his ability to provide for her. I'm having a hard time to know if this is a true concern or I'm just scared of losing her. Do you have any thoughts or suggestions?
Well, sure. I mean, I had five daughters, you know, first time to get married, you think. And so I was very different. You couldn't do what I did. I was very different, but I was very somewhat dominant. I taught on family. So my son-in-laws, they had to come see me once a month. 4 months had to read, I think or 5 months. I mean, they had to read 5 books, do 5 book reports on family and marriage and parenting and finance. And then the month they got married, that month they had to come in and bring me a 5-year plan. I want to see your 5-year plan. Where are you going to be in 5 years? Where are you going to be living? What are you going to be doing for a living? How much money are you going to be making? What kind of car are you going to be driving? Then I want you to bring me your last year's worth of bank statements. I want your last 12 months of bank statements. You put them on my desk. And I did this. Why? Well, because I want to see if you're spending your money. Because you're responsible for my daughter. I've been taking real good care of my daughter. I fixed her crooked teeth, got through school, put them through college. I'm about to pay for a wedding. I'm like Santa Claus stuck upside down your chimney. So I want to know how you spend your money. And I'm looking for two things. Are you a responsible adult financially? Because if you're not now, you're not going to be able to get married. I've used this so many times. I don't want to see my daughter 20 years from now, and she looks like she's been drugged down the interstate behind a bump of a car, wore out trying to support your sorry self because you don't know how to lead and provide for her financially. So I want to know now. And so I remember this one kid came in, a good kid. I liked him a lot. I said, son, you're not a tither. I'm looking to see if you're a tither, because if you're a tither, you're out from under the curse. Well, this planet's under a curse. Tithing gets you out from under that. Tithing's 10% of your income goes to God. So I looked through his bank statement. He was a 7%er. I said, listen, I don't know what the term is for that, but you're not a tither. He said, yes, I've been one for 3 years. No, you're a 7%er. I don't know what the name is, but you're not a tither. He said, well, I'll change that. So good, you need to do that. But I said, but if you need to do that for a year. You need to be a tither for a year. And so I said, the wedding's not going to take place this month. You got to wait a year. And everybody in my family hated my guts, thought I was a tittle of the hunt. And so they waited, but he's been a great husband. They got, I think, 4 great kids. You know, listen, he makes good money, but you have to learn. I don't see the future. God sees the future. I'm looking at the natural. In the natural, do you look like you can take care of my daughter? Do you look like you're able to do that? Well, I got to have some sort of semi-proof, you know, because if you don't, like, well, I should have asked, how do you plan to take care of my daughter, and make them answer? Don't be mad. Don't be angry. Don't put the spotlight on them. Hey, what do you plan to be doing 5 years from now? It was a simple question. What are you going to be doing 5 years from now? Well, I hadn't thought much about it. Well, you're about to marry my daughter. I want you to think about it right now. I'll come up with some kind of plan, and I'll see you next Thursday. Come back and see me with a plan. And so make them think. They're not evil. They're not worthless. They're just the young. And they need an adult in their life to help them think about what adults do, how adults live, how they plan. And so just ask simple questions, but don't just let it go unsaid.
Well, I got married when I was 19 years old, and we both dropped out of college, and we neither one had jobs for 6 months.
That's a way to start, isn't it? It's just so exciting.
How to test a marriage 101.
Whoa.
It was pretty rough. Yep. But that was not an indication of what he later provided.
No, it was not.
And
not
so
even close.
Yeah. So you can't judge. And I think there are a lot of emotions when your child is getting married, particularly your daughter.
Yes.
Especially. That was one hard day for me when my daughter got married. Mm-hmm. And
cried a lot.
I did. And everybody's like, don't you think this is a happy day? And I'm like, No, I don't want her to leave me. She's my little buddy. And,
married a great guy.
And she's very happy.
Very happy.
And it did change our relationship.
Yeah, it did.
But it's better.
It's better. Two adults now.
Yeah, it is. And it's fun. And it's just like, you know, it's just every phase has just been fun, but it is an adjustment. And it's not easy. It isn't. But I would just, you know, like Joe, I would just try to get them to dream a little bit about the future.
Yeah.
Where you see yourself going.
Yeah.
Listen, when I was 19 and I got married and we didn't have it, that started something in me, the journey of faith.
Yeah,
and what it really meant to live by faith.
Yeah.
And now, we didn't just stay at home and watch TV and drink Coca-Colas. That didn't happen. So we volunteered everywhere we could. We go street witnessing all day long because that's what we felt like we were supposed to go into the ministry.
Incredible story.
And 6 months later, we did go into the ministry full time. And so, but it started a wonderful journey in life that still is a huge part of my life to this day.
Yes.
So, sometimes you just have to trust God. And you have to trust your child.
Yes, you do.
So I'm making a career change and I want to know a healthy way of leaving my current job. I don't want to leave them in a bad position, but no, this next job is best for me. Is there a way of letting them down easy?
Well, the standard practice is you give a 2-week notice. Standard practice is they're going to give you a month of severance pay for every year you've served. If you've been there 10 years, you're getting a year's worth of severance. Now, not everybody does that. Matter of fact, most people don't do that. That was the industry standard for years.
I was going to say, I never got that.
And so I remember I worked in an electrical industry for 12 years. I loved my job, but I knew God was dealing about something different. I'm going to leave the electrical industry. I'm working as an engineer. I'm going to quit and go move cross country and go to Bible school and go into the ministry. So I had to let my CEO know. So he'd been very, very good to me, promoted me, blessed me financially. He had been very good to me. So I remember went in one day and said, "Hey, Charlie, see, let you know, I'm going to be quitting and resigning and going to Bible school. I'm going to go into the ministry." And so he got up and shut the door and he sat down and said, "Well, Joe, let's talk about this a minute. So I'm getting ready to leave and move to another state and take over another company. And I'm going to take you with me. I hadn't told you because I didn't want anybody to know, but I was going to take you with me as one of my senior engineers." I said, "Well," and I'm thinking, "Oh man." And he was going to West Virginia and I always wanted to either retire in either Tennessee or West Virginia. It'd been my long-term plan, but plans had changed. You know, I wasn't thinking about ministry back then. Things have changed. So I said, "Charlie, I really appreciate it, but no, I'm going to be doing this. So this is my official 2-week notice. Appreciate everything you've done. Can't thank you enough." And so that's what we did. Well, we had a company picnic that Saturday. He got my wife off to the side. He said, "Listen, but you need to know, so I really need your husband. I'm going to bless him really good. Incredible salary, like almost double my current salary going to West Virginia. I'd always want to live there." It's like all the things I'd believe God my whole life started to happen. And all of a sudden, "What are you doing?" "Well, Joe, you've gone stupid. You're not a minister. You've gone stupid." "No, I know." And so there comes a time where you just realize, no, I got to do this. I got to find out if this isn't God, because I believe this is God. And so it all worked out great. Resigned 2 weeks later, moved across country. And so today we're celebrating our 29th year in the ministry. Got our own publishing company, publish our own books. So we go all over the country. It worked out great, but 29 years later, at the time, it didn't look like much. But you got to listen to, you got to do what you think God's telling you to do.
And on the flip side of that, one time I went in to say, "Hey, we're giving our 2 weeks notice," and they got offended and said, today's your last day.
And that happens a lot.
And we hadn't prepared.
That happens a lot.
It does, because people are hypersensitive.
Yeah, buddy.
But so I would just say, guard your heart when you go in.
And have some money in the bank. And some groceries in the cabinet. And some milk in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And some gas in your tank.
Yeah, because
you're talking to veterans here today.
I'm sure you have been a blessing to wherever they are. But if they've really counted on you and depend on you, sometimes people get offended over the craziest things.
Upset over the craziest stuff.
So
good people.
Pray that they will send you off with a pat on the back and with a pocket full of money. But if it doesn't happen, don't get bitter about it. Guard your heart.
Guard your heart. Because that next place you're going to will end up going south on you. You gotta go to the next place. How you leave a place? Leave good. I don't care what they do. You leave right. You do what's right because it's right to do what's right.
Joe, I love your Smart Mom series. I want to improve on being a better praying mom. Do you have any specific things you would tell me about how to effectively pray for my children?
Yes. Psalm 34:11. "Come to me, children. I will teach you the fear of God." So I prayed it this morning. I'll pray it tonight, every day. We ask, Father, teach our children and our grandchildren to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10.
Yes.
Well, the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing in James. Therefore, get yourself some wisdom. It's the most important thing. Well, how do you get wisdom? Well, you ask God. You hang out with wise people. You know, don't hang out with fools. And so you just got to start with put God in the middle of it. You got to put God in the middle of what you're about to do.
And just talk to him about him. It doesn't have to be a you know, a shout down tent revival every time. But I mean, just like when you're driving down the road by yourself, just say, God, let me talk to you about my kids. This is some concerns I have. Can you give me wisdom on dealing with this?
And that is so good because God knows what you're thinking anyhow.
Yeah.
God knows what you're going to think before you think it. So you're not shocking God. Hey, God, I don't know if you know this or not. No, he knows.
Right.
He knows where they are, where they're going, and he wants the best for your kids more than you want it. He wants the absolute best. He still promises to order their steps and direct their paths and guide them to all truths. So, God, I'm just going to remind you of your word.
Yeah, and he wants them to be successful.
Yes, more than you do.
Yes. And, man, I want my kids to be successful a lot. So.
Yeah, I know.
Guys, we love our time with you on Monday. Thank you so much for sending in your questions.
Yes.
And spending the day with us, at least starting it off. We love you.
Love you, guys.
Y'all have a great, great rest of the week.
God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.